Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented as always by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. John Paul Flame joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop.
By the way, last night, we forgot to mention last night that Zion went for 32. Just getting better and better and better.
It's scary. Yeah. It's scary.
Now, they lost the game, but Ingram's out. But he's getting better each game. He just is.
When he gets more time, he'll score more.
Yep.
They're starting to debate whether he can win Rookie of the Year, having only played this amount of games. We'll see. All right, but joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, as he does every Friday at this time, is John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. Golf season's almost here. Golfdom has you covered in Tysons or at golfdomgolf.com. Come experience the best in clubs, apparel, shoes, accessories, and
I gotta
more. Golfdom. Live the game. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. You too. You have special plans? Taking a bride
out?
Well,
you know, it's funny how you guys have kids too. Things evolve. Mm-hmm. And so Valentine's Day, now every aspect of it includes Jane. Mm. So the three of us are going to Valentine's Day dinner, and we're doing it tomorrow night because we don't want to mess with tonight. You know, we'll go out to dinner somewhere
tonight's amateur night for you.
Yeah, exactly. Hour. It's like New Year's Eve. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Good analogy.
Can't are you it. Like cakes? Would you prefer a restaurant that is empty?
Cakes goes at 4:30.
Do you like a nice?
Oh, I'm totally with cakes.
Yeah.
Totally with cakes.
Team Feinstein. Yeah.
I mean, we always, when we go out to dinner, we usually go early, partly for that, but also because, you know, we like to get home and go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Yeah, of course, you're a smart man.
I'm always ready. When there's a 9 o'clock basketball game, I never watch. I DVR it, and if it's worth watching, I'll watch it in the morning, which is advantageous for many reasons, one of which is I don't have to listen to all the pregame halftime babble or any of the commercials.
Yeah,
John,
I agree with you.
You know what's overrated in a restaurant? Ambiance. Other
no,
people.
Yeah. That's not true,
in my opinion.
Well, it depends on what your definition of ambiance is. Being loud noise is not ambiance to me.
Right.
You don't
know,
like
although
the people?
I, you know, one of my favorite places to go for lunch is the Palm downtown, and that's always loud, but it's great.
See, I'm with you guys. I like to go to dinner early, but I also like to people watch.
Oh, I don't care about that. It's part of the deal.
It's part of it, yeah.
So, I don't people watch at all. I will tell you this, though. This is kind of a nice thing. There's a really good New York-style pizza place in Tyson's Galleria called Andy's.
Andy's Pizza, yes. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's really good. I think you know the guy, don't you, Jason?
Well, I know Andy, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, so we started going there on occasion, and we were there for lunch on Sunday, and I got a tweet later from a guy who said, I saw you with your wife and daughter while you were having lunch at Andy's and didn't want to come over and bother you when you were with your family. And I honestly don't mind it when people do that. Usually people are really, really nice. My family understands. But I thought that was kind of cool that the guy thought, no, I don't want to interrupt him when he's with his family.
Now, do you put the hot honey on your pizza?
I usually just get plain cheese pizza, light on the cheese. I'm not a cheese guy. Sometimes I'll get sausages, but that's it.
John, you mentioned the basketball broadcast, or you know, if there's a game on, you won't watch it until the morning. I got to get your thoughts. There's been a lot. These guys will, you know, written lately about the golf announcers now. No more Peter Costas, no more Gary McCord, And, you know, even for casual golf fans, I think enjoyed those guys. It's crazy to me that they've now replaced him with Davis Love, who everyone likes. But the criticism is
he's boring.
He's so bland. He's not going to be critical. Same thing with Ian Baker Finch, who we've had on the show multiple times, who's a great guy, but he's not going to be. There's nobody critical left on the broadcast. And there's nobody really with personality left on the broadcast. And we love Jim Nantz, but I mean, you know, he's just the anchor.
CBS kind of, look, CBS has made a career out of being in the back pocket of the tour and the players. I mean, I love McCord, don't get me wrong, but McCord was more funny than critical. He would call a bad shot, but he wasn't critical. Faraday was the same way, although Faraday on occasion when he was, and now with NBC, will point out if somebody's, you know, doing something that they shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. And Costas would critique swings, and I don't know enough about the golf swing to really know if he was good, but everybody tells me he was, so I take their word for it. Both good guys, too, by the way. And CBS decided they wanted to go younger, and Lance Barrow's being pushed out as producer at the end of this year for someone younger. And you're right about Davis. There's not a nicer human being on earth than Davis Love.
Right.
But, you know, he's not going to criticize. It's just not – and it's not like a lot of golf announcers who don't criticize because they want to be buddies with the players. Davis is buddies with the players. The players love him. So he doesn't have to – you know, unless he turned around and decided to become Johnny Miller, they're going to continue to love him. And he's not going to turn around and become Johnny
just
Miller.
Not who he
and,
is.
But that – people are making out like – CBS has all of a sudden gone from, you know, Howard Cosell type of analysis to, I don't know who would be the analogy in football, but to all of a sudden being critical. They're not. I mean, Lance Barrow, who I've known for, I don't know, since I started covering golf 25 years ago, always reminds the players, players have told me this, remember, we're your partners. They're the media. He likes to make sure people players understand we are more important to you because we're your partners. So I don't think it's a radical change by CBS. And basically golf coverage is very much, you know, in the, remember, they're all partners. On Golf Channel, I can't speak to any of the other networks, but Golf Channel, when they're on the air, when especially when I used to do the, you know, the live from the majors, the PGA Tour had a marketing guy in the truck.
Yeah.
So that if somebody like me said something like, well, you know, come on, let's be real, the Players isn't a major championship, I'd have a producer in my ear yelling at me to shut up.
Yeah, right.
So well, it's interesting because John is opinionated. I'm a fan. I don't know if John is. I'm a fan of Hank Haney. He's very opinionated. People don't like him, but he's very opinionated. John Hawkins, very opinionated. And all these guys aren't there anymore, right?
Yeah, you know, Haney was different. I mean, Haney got in trouble.
Yeah, different.
For comments he made. Different. But you're right. Your point is well taken.
Very opinionated.
But I was surprised when Tim Rosefort, a friend of mine, got quote-unquote retired at the end of last year because Tim never criticized anybody. And again, I think that's probably
I
guess. But I definitely got fired by Golf Channel because I wouldn't toe the line and say stuff like, oh, the Players is a major championship, and everybody on tour is a great guy. Yeah. I was surprised, frankly, I lasted as long as I did. When I was hired by Tom Stathakis, who was running Golf Channel at the time, he specifically told me he wanted me on air because, and I'm quoting him, I need somebody on air who doesn't think Jesus Christ plays on the PGA Tour. But when Tom left and was replaced by Mike McCarley, who was Dick Ebersol's PR guy for 12 years, that was the end for me. I'm just surprised it took as long as it did.
Joined by John Feinstein, who still holds a couple of jobs, Washington Post columnist, best-selling author. I want to switch over to the Astros thing. So nobody on the planet thinks that the Astros handled this well. How would John Feinstein have handled if he was PR director or if he was speaking in front of the media yesterday?
Well, there's only so much you can do as if I were the PR director. If I were the owner, I would offer to give back the trophy. Mm-hmm. Now, clearly Jim Crane ain't going there. I mean, at one point he said it didn't affect the results yesterday, then took that back about a minute later and said, I'm not responsible. You know what? You're the owner, and you hired the guys who put this in place. Then you're responsible. You certainly have to take some responsibility. But if I'd been advising the team, I would have said, don't work off of scripts. You know, I wouldn't have had people reading at the press conference like everybody did. I mean, Dusty was the one guy who could say whatever he wanted because he wasn't involved. I would have just said, tell the truth, you know, and every guy used the word remorse. So and nobody used the word cheating. It was all clearly rehearsed. That was what I think why people reacted so negatively to it. But this also goes back to MLB not saying we're not going to punish any players, mm-hmm. and we're not going to take away that their World Series title. Now people will say, and I get this, that taking away the title is meaningless, and to some degree it is.
Yep.
You know, it's like when the NCAA vacates Final Fours because teams have cheated. Louisville fans will still tell you they won a national championship in 2013,
yep.
Even though they've been vacated. But it makes it part of history. So that when you write about the Astros winning the World Series in 2017, you'd have to write, and the title was taken away because they cheated.
Yeah.
But now Rob Manfred is allowing them to keep the title. I blame a lot of this on Manfred. I think he's been a terrible commissioner on just about everything. And this is another example.
John, and I said this earlier when we were talking about it, I think part of the reason why the guys are coming off so poorly is because this is just the tip of the iceberg, and they don't want to admit to everything. And that's
well, and
you're
the fact
in a tough
that
spot.
We didn't do it in 2018 or 2019. Well, my next question would be, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Why would you stop?
Well, we had a crisis of conscience.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then why didn't you turn yourselves in for 2017? That's. I think you're right on the tip of the iceberg, but I'd go a step further and say it's also because they're still lying.
Yeah, that's my point.
Well, see, that's
they're still covering
lying.
Up.
We're not still covering
up.
As long as a cover-up goes on, it's the old cliche, the cover-up's always worse than a crime. And they're still covering up, and the more they cover up, the longer, because sooner or later it's going to come out. Somebody's going to say, yeah, we cheated in 2018. Somebody's going to get traded or whatever, or even 2019. I mean, you saw the comments from Suzuki about the World Series last year. But there's no question this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And I can't get it out of my head, Altuve, after hitting a walk-off to win the pennant.
Want anybody to pull his shirt off.
Rounding third, and I can't get that visual out of my head because
right.
he doesn't want anybody to pull the shirt off.
Right.
And then he sprints to the dugout to change.
I mean,
there's
just no explanation.
The agent says it's because he's shy.
Yeah, that's the
dumbest
thing. You
ever meet a professional athlete who's shy that way?
No.
I haven't.
Yeah. It's like when Tiger was, caught by Elon. You think he admitted to 20 affairs? He probably admitted to one, and then two. You know what I mean? You don't admit to all of it, right?
Right. Right. And you're right. She caught him that night because she heard him talking to one of them on his cell phone, or found the recording or whatever. And I remember even like a couple weeks later when I was still doing Tony Kornheiser's show and they played the tape and Tony said, yeah, but are we sure that's Tiger? And I said, if you're Tony and I'm John, that's Tiger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so obvious. And there are people to this day who say, well, why bring that up? That's part of his personal life. Because he's a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened in public. This is totally different. This is cheating the game, not cheating on your wife. He was cheating. These guys were cheating the game. And it wasn't just one guy.
Right.
It was massive.
Yeah.
And it's a scandal. And MLB is trying to downplay it as much as they can. And they're not going to be able to.
By the way, Tiger really leaned down. He looks like he did in like 2006.
I don't pay attention, Jason. I really don't.
Yeah.
The only person whose weight I'm concerned with is mine, and it isn't very good right now.
No, I'm just saying, Kepka's huge, DeChambeau's huge, but Tiger, to me, especially watching him yesterday, he's really leaned out.
If we know anything about golf, it's that you don't have to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in order to play the game well.
Well, you can easily make the
argument. And some guys, when David Duval lost all the weight years ago, it hurt his game.
Yeah.
So
you gotta be careful.
I don't know why when you're having success, you mess with your body. I don't know why when you're having success, you mess with your golf swing.
Yeah.
I mean, I still believe to this day that if Tiger had never fired Birch Harmon, he'd already be past Nicklaus.
Yeah, maybe he just realizes now that he's got to be just more flexible because of the back, and he doesn't necessarily have
I'm
to
sure.
be
he can't
stronger.
Lift his head.
You carry too much weight, that puts more pressure on your back. I can tell you that from firsthand experience.
But you made all your New Year's resolutions about getting in the pool more and all that. Are you?
Yeah, and I've been in the pool all of zero times.
Oh, my. Come on,
John. I'm doing really well.
Come on.
I know.
Busy writing
I
books.
Suck.
John, I went to my doctor the other day. We're old guys now, so we can talk about this. He said, you know, the number one killer is heart attack and stroke.
Come on, don't make John feel bad going into
the
weekend.
Let's do this, John.
Yeah,
let's
thanks.
Go.
Now I'm just going to go and, you know, hide under a table the rest of the day.
Yeah, it's going to feel awful the whole
let's
weekend
go.
No, I've got to get back in the water. I know it. I've been, you know, the excuse always is I've been really busy. I have been really busy, but there's no doubt I have to be back in the water. And we're trying to get our relay together, the one that broke the world record 20 years ago, to swim in nationals this summer. So not only do I have to get my act together for me, I have to do it for my buddy.
So are you a world record holder?
I am. I mean, the record's since been broken, but we broke
impressive.
Two world records, yes.
A world record? So it was like a senior masters world record?
Yes, in the 40 to 49 age group, we broke the record in the medley relay.
That's pretty sick. So and you did you actually swim at Duke?
Until I got hurt, yeah. I broke my ankle when I was there.
So, all right, so you were a college swimmer. You must have had
How'd
other
you break
college
your ankle?
Swimmers.
You were jumping out of a dorm room?
Other, you mean on our relay?
Yeah, you must have had other elite swimmers.
Oh, God,
swimmers.
Yes. I mean, Clay Britt, the reason we broke the world record was because our backstroker, Clay Britt, was a three-time NCAA champion
right.
at Texas who would have been on the Olympic team in 1980. Our breaststroker was Wally Dix, who swam at Indiana, and who was the in 2000, that year,
yeah.
was the oldest man to ever qualify for the Olympic trials. And the freestyler was Mike Fell, who went to Clemson and won the 50 and 100 in the ACC.
What was your
so
stroke?
All I had to do was swim 50 meters legally, and we were going to be pretty goddamn good.
What was your stroke?
Butterfly.
Butterfly. Are you silly at butterfly? You're really good at that?
I wouldn't go that far, but I can swim it.
I mean, you're good enough to break a world record.
To be part of a relay that broke the world record.
Was your time,
individually, that's not happening.
So individually, was your time, like, good?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the highest I ever finished at nationals, in my age group, obviously.
Yeah.
I finished second 1 year in the 50 fly, and I finished third 1 year in the 100 fly.
Dude, that's incredible. That's
no, great. I was decent.
I have a newfound respect for John. I do.
It only took me how many years?
A long time. A long time.
So you get that newfound
well,
respect.
Well, when you troll EB on Twitter about, like, minute details.
No, I've always respected John's writing ability and everything, and I've heard him talk about swimming, but I didn't know. Listen, if I was number two in the country, age 49, whatever, now 50 to 59, I'd be bragging about it.
Well, it is what it is. I was a decent swimmer. I'd like to be a decent swimmer again. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I was never great. I was never, you know, a candidate for an Olympic team or anything like that. But I was good enough to be recruited by colleges and probably got into college because of my swimming, not because of my grades. And I didn't swim for 20 years and came back to me. You mentioned health. When shortly after my mom died and after my first child was born, I went for a checkup and I was in terrible shape. And the doctor said, if you don't do something, you're going to die. And so I started swimming again, and master swimming became a big deal in my life.
Yeah. Dude, that's pretty impressive. All right. I like it. Thank you, John. Learn something new
I'm
every day.
I'm glad you guys approve.
Yes.
I do.
Have a good
all
weekend,
right.
Or at least try.
I will have a good weekend. I'll probably eat too much.
So will we. All right. Yeah. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. Coming up later this hour, Kevin McCarthy will join us. We'll talk some movies coming up at 8:40. And remember, comedian Pablo Francisco in studio at 9:20, right here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quick shout out to Danielle, promotions director here at 106.7 The Fan. She made a combined brownie cookie.
Mm-hmm. You crushed
it. The bottom of it was cookie. The top was brownie. It was excellent.
You absolutely pummeled it.
It really was. Like that. That's, I don't know. EB always talks about a sophisticated palate. I've gone out to dinner with him and he's ordered grilled cheese. He doesn't have a sophisticated palate. He married into an Asian family, has sushi on occasion. It's not some sophisticated
palate.
I have it
more
than
occasion.
I will tell you this. I love dessert.
Yeah.
But it's not like these fancy desserts. I love brownies and I love cookies.
Who doesn't?
And my mom is kind of known.
Who doesn't like cookies?
My mom is kind of known. It's not like she makes these incredible fresh brownies. She gets like Duncan Hines or Sara Lee or whatever.
Right, right.
But she's known for always having them. You know, like, I remember growing up because I grew up within a block of EB and Cakes, who both are not here during the segment, by the way.
Yeah.
But
They pick and choose.
What's going on? This is becoming a thing, isn't it?
All right, hold on. Are you joking on me for not being here?
And Cakes.
All right.
We did like a minute and a half.
Well, you guys are fine. Come on.
I understand that.
50
but...
years. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah. Adam is just playing me videos of... He's doing a Valentine's Day show tonight,
right? He's doing
right?
a show tomorrow night, he too. Is, yeah. Back yeah, to back. Yeah.
And he has girls. I guess he asked... Did you ask via social media or just like a group text?
I put it out there on social media for some randoms, and then I sent it to like a bunch of girls in my friend group.
So of the girls that responded, were they mostly in your friend group or from social media?
Mostly from my friend group.
Right.
I had a... So my boy Ryan, his girlfriend, like all seven of those girls.
So he threw out there, send me a video of your video message of your ideal Valentine's Day date, right? And, you know, I didn't see any of the other ones, but he sent me one where it's risque as hell. It starts out, the girl's cute. Right. And then she ends it with, and then he takes me into the bathroom and he slams me up against the wall.
And crushes it.
And then she gets a little graphic.
That is right. Graphic.
And I'm looking at it.
Daddy would be proud.
And I said, wait a second. She did this for you. She's doing this to make you laugh. She's doing this to make you be entertained. How can you not capitalize on this?
Well, that girl,
I don't get it.
That girl has a boyfriend.
Huh?
She's got a boyfriend, but I mean, I'm hoping to capitalize off of it. I think it's a
not
great
off
fit.
Of her if she's got a boyfriend,
right,
you're not.
But off of like being friends with her and in
you're
that
casting
friend group.
A wide net. How that's what you need to do.
How long officially is the slump? Like, have you do you know the exact date the last time you had relations?
I know a guy, and I'm
is
not going to say
2018?
Who. I know a guy.
I think it's in 2018. He went.
Well, I mean, would you believe it?
I'm curious. Do you know the exact date?
Sometime in late August. Of 2018.
Wow.
So, okay. But you know what? I know somebody that has you beat. I'm not going to say who, and some of you guys probably know this. But there's a guy.
I do.
That hasn't had relations with his significant other since Max Scherzer last threw a no-hitter.
What?
Was that 3 years ago?
Look that up, that date. Okay.
So he knows specifically that was the date.
He remembers that date.
And he's been on a no-hitter ever since then.
Was that against the Marlins? Like 18,
I don't even remember
17,
the
18?
Thing. I don't even remember it. I'm too old. My brain is mush, as you like to say.
October 3rd, 2015.
Okay.
Oh, that was 15.
So you got that guy beat.
That was 5 years ago. Jesus.
You got that guy beat.
That's only 4+.
Man, 4+. Yeah.
But I mean, I can't fathom. He goes out all the time. He's clearly got a friend group. That includes females.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Hold on, wait a second. So you're saying this person that is not to be named is still in a relationship with their significant other.
Yes.
And they haven't taxed it since.
Yes.
Yeah, but
Max?
Is that because of her or because
no-hitter?
Of him? I think it's because of her.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Not because he doesn't want to hit it, because she doesn't want it.
Yeah, I don't want to go into it. I'm not trying to out the guy or anything.
Well, I'm not. We're not saying his name.
Well,
you brought it up.
You're asking a million questions then. You're asking more questions. I gave a very vague thing.
I know exactly who it is.
Okay. I
don't know who it is.
I think I know who it is because they've mentioned it in the past. Yeah. Somebody that we know.
To me, it's the most staggering thing I've ever heard.
That is honest, real wacky.
It's a bigger story than the coronavirus. I can't, you know.
But back to Adam, he's getting these. Yeah, he put it out on social media, and he's getting it from friends. And so that's going to be part of his show tonight, correct?
Yeah, so tonight.
Like, what would you do if you got that message? Can you play that message and bleep it out?
I plan on bleeping it for my show.
Yeah, can you give it? There's no way to do it during the segment.
I mean, I can give it to Valdez right now.
Send it to him. Maybe he could bleep it so you guys can hear this. What would you do? Did you hear it? So you guys were doing the two-man show.
Draft and heard it.
I couldn't even focus because I couldn't believe where this girl was going with this.
But it sounds like she's just messing with him.
Right, but shouldn't he be able to capitalize on that?
Not if it's his friend's girlfriend.
I understand.
It's like having your wife do it. Imagine
wife
your wife just leaves a message for him.
She
would do
that.
I understand that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hear Dino doing those titillating spots for Thompson Creek.
She loves Thompson Creek.
Then all of a sudden I slide into her DMs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she loves Thompson Creek, but believe me, she wasn't sized for those spots.
Yeah. Well, that chick isn't sized for A-Wad. She's sized for A-Wad's friend.
Yeah, she likes her boyfriend, not him.
So
not the musty smelling guy.
The slump is going to continue.
I just don't know
the
how
slump
it's possible.
Will continue.
He goes out all the time. He's around women. It's like he's chick repellent or something.
He's looking for one-nighters. He doesn't put any work. Like, he never finds a girl that he kind of likes, has a conversation with, and takes her on a date. Doesn't happen.
He's just looking for a kill that
he's
day.
He's looking for a one-nighter, and he gets too sloppy
drunk.
Well,
he's also trying to outkick his coverage, and it's just
not going
to happen.
That's a big one.
And he's just, if he's smart, He'll just stoop to the fives and the five and a halves and
he
the sixes.
He doesn't want
to
do that, though.
He's always striving for the eights and the eight
and a half. Go with like what Valdez was hitting in college. I saw, man.
Collateral damage, Valdez. It
happens.
Sorry.
I saw. He introduced me as one girl.
I know. You always reference her.
She looked like
this
a terrapin.
This is not Valdez.
Was that the Campbell suit girl?
She looked like Testudo?
Yeah, she looked like a turtle.
The Campbell suit girl.
That was another girl.
That was talking about somebody else, right?
So, I don't know. It's just staggering to me. I go in there during the breaks, and I get a kick out of him. I really like him.
So, tonight at 6:30, I will dive into the mind of the female in the DMV and figure out why I haven't been able to successfully...
Such a shallow dive that's going to be...
Right. Did you
6:30 to 10 p.m.
Right. Like, so you did the Tinder bit. You uninstalled it and reinstalled it, right?
Yeah, and I swiped probably 300 swipes last night.
Yeah, did you get any?
No matches.
Is that, like, even possible? Does that ever happen? Like, 300?
Isn't Tinder supposed to be, like, the lowest of the low-hanging fruit? Like, everybody's horny. Everybody's just looking at score and hook up.
I saw him doing this yesterday. He's swiping left on good-looking girls because they're not blonde girls who are busting out of their bra.
Yeah.
Oh, does he have such a boob fetish? Is that what's throwing him?
He just wants to date Instagram model.
I know. Like, that's just what I said.
Yeah.
A moron.
Yeah. Like, are there plenty of good-looking girls that he...
Yes.
Plenty.
I was swiping right on girls for him.
And he was
said,
freaking
don't
out?
Don't do that.
He's just
bypassing them. Match with them.
Right.
Girls that are way out of his league.
Right.
You know what? I do try to outkick my coverage. Of course, I'm a punt returner who's trying to run it back to the end zone.
He's just here's what we have to
and there's
realize.
The personality getting in the way.
You guys get mad at me for wanting to date Instagram models. Of course I want to date Instagram models.
Yeah, but they don't want to date you.
Okay, there's not an Instagram model in the world that will date you. Unless... Liz, you get really famous and you have a lot of money.
I think I'm pretty famous right now.
No, you're not, and you have no money.
Well, so. You want to get him a Beamer. Of course he's going to have no money.
They could get him a used Beamer.
I mean, you're trying to drain his account.
I'm not trying to drain his account.
I mean, seriously, he's got nothing.
You don't have to. Oh,
he's got absolutely nothing.
Hey, he's got podcast.
He said his car miraculously started working.
But he's famous. Yesterday. He's famous.
Yeah, he's famous.
Right. You
got almost 900 downloads on his podcast.
You know, you're destined to die lonely, right?
Lonely and in front of a microphone on 106.7 The Fan. I'm a radio lifer.
It's
I don't
a
care
terrible
if I'm
life.
500 pounds. You know, I want to be in front of the mic.
Do you understand for most people
it's
this
on
is
the mic.
You're behind the mic.
You're not in front of the mic. You're behind the mic.
Yeah, you dummy.
Big stupid.
Do you know that you're too dumb to really be successful in this? The only reason why you're successful is because we're carrying you. You understand that?
You're carrying me Monday through Friday, but on the weekends, I'm slaying.
I know, you
That's
kill
why
it,
I'm
right.
on Friday and Sunday night this week.
You
CK
it.
Can't get enough of me.
Right.
That's because everybody else has a girlfriend or wife that they have to take out on Valentine's
right.
Day.
You notice you're getting all the prime gigs, like Christmas
you're
Day,
getting the gigs
Valentine's Day night.
Literally no one listens to the radio. Has that ever occurred to you?
It's still airtime. At the end of the day, airtime is airtime. It doesn't matter if it's midnight, if it's 5
a.m. Oh, that does matter.
It matters.
A-Wad, the only person that will listen to you tonight is Pedro.
Pete?
He's your biggest fan.
I saw he's got a big Valentine's Day. He's like, calling college wrestling, and I forget what else
he's a busy
doing.
Man.
Pete, no, you got to remember two
went right over his
Pete's
head.
A real I know.
Stupid.
Pete is a real professional, though, and every time that Adam gets on the air, he wants to blow his brains out. Even when there are times when there's nobody listening.
Pete said he was listening last weekend, and he enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, he was sticking you with your voodoo
he's
doll
He's your number
pins.
One fan. I told you that.
Right. I don't know. I
just got to hear this video.
Can somebody
though.
Make Pete a voodoo
play
doll,
video.
Please?
Can you play it
now?
I have to edit it. And oh, okay. I can't edit it when the mics are on in the studio.
All right. How about maybe at 9 o'clock, we'll play this one message. And then, you
it's
know,
the biggest teaser for your show you could possibly get.
It's a great tease for your show. By the way, did you learn anything? Head. You got 20 submissions from girls on what their idea of a perfect Valentine's Day date is. Was there a theme to any of them?
Yeah, a lot of girls like low key. Several of girls said they like tacos.
You got to be kidding.
And
that's what he gathers from it.
Hey, that's.
Forget about the food. Was there not another theme about sort of the, like, low-key, that was a real
low
theme.
Low-key and treating the girl special.
Right.
Low-key and chalupas.
Hot sauce, apparently.
All right. I see Kevin on. Why is Kevin calling
he's
so
on
soon?
The next segment.
He's on. He's just calling early.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. We'll do Kevin when we come back. Two zilches back-to-back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so we bumped Kevin to 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Because we're going to go with AWOD segment.
Well, not necessarily because we're desperate to have Adam on. But because Kevin needed to be off at 8:50.
Yes.
So we want to get Kevin his full time.
Time constraints. And we were just talking about Adam in these videos, which titillated both Eric and John to the point that they skipped the first, like, 2 minutes of the show in the last segment.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was playing me videos that he had girls submit with their idea of the perfect Valentine's night. And this is the one he was playing me, and she lured me in with this one.
Hi, I'm Jamie, and my ideal date would be to be picked up with flowers and chocolates and go to my favorite restaurant, which is Sushi Rock. And we would order a bunch of appetizers and cocktails and maybe get a little tipsy. And we would order all kinds of different sushi. I definitely like a guy who's more adventurous. So anyone who can order and kind of surprise me is so ideal. And then, of course, he would pay, which would be amazing. And then on our way out, I would run into the bathroom really quick and he would follow me in and push me against the wall and slide his... and we would bang for 45 minutes or so and then head home.
Who can do
45
that?
Anyways, 45 minutes in a bathroom?
I haven't done 45 minutes total in about 10 years.
Man, that is
45 minutes. Again, that's asking a lot, Case.
Let's go through the list. Chocolates, flowers, all the sushi on the menu.
Pay for everything.
Make sure you pay. Right. And then a 45-minute session in the bathroom?
Be a rock star.
In a public spot.
That is a lot to ask.
She's messing with him.
Do you think Adam could do any of those things?
No, he couldn't even pay for the sushi. Couldn't do any of that.
Is that your buddy's girlfriend?
No, that's one of the girls from the crew, though. And you can hear more of those 6:30 to 10 p.m. tonight. AWOD's Valentine's
Day. You're not going to get a better tease than that. That's a good tease.
So when you say part of the crew, she's just a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Does she be like in your kickball group or something?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you haven't been able to capitalize on any of that?
I mean, I did have the one girl from kickball that I took home, and then she said she wouldn't bang me because my house was too dirty.
Still a great day.
Believe me, that's not the only reason.
And then that kind of whored me through. For the rest of the kickball team.
So let me guess. You've cleaned up and tidied up the house and the apartment, right?
The living room looks better. My room's still a show.
See, I would think, first of all, that would make me change my ways. Like, my room would be spick and span after something like that.
I changed my ways for about 3 weeks.
And then
I got back, you know.
That had no impact. Nobody checks it out.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't matter.
But what I get a kick out of is Jason has such sort of disdain for Adam and his dating life. And it's just like so little regard for
his. I'm
just
not as interested as you are.
I know. But I am curious, though.
I can't believe how interested you are.
He makes me laugh.
He's part of the AWOD army.
I am.
Yeah, Jason, be honest.
You're the colonel.
Yeah. Be honest, Jason.
Yes.
Is this more titillating than the Astros cheating scandal or not to you?
No, I like the Astros cheating scandal. I believe
it is to me. Trust me. Yes.
But hold on. But Jason, I want to get your honest assessment, though, because I know you often like accuse guys of lying and you think you're just very skeptical. You don't think like ugly guys can get attractive girls. Like it always blows your mind.
It's rare. It happens, but it's rare.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you think that the girl that said she was going to hit skins with him if his room was nicer, do you think that was I want to know your honest opinion. Do you think that was an excuse?
Was that face-to-face or was that over social media?
That was face-to-face.
Face-to-face that night. Do you think that was just an excuse for her or do you believe it? I actually believe it. I think in her weird mind.
Well, it depends on what she looked like.
But also, how drunk was she at the time?
If she was hot, there's no chance that I don't care if AWOD had a cleaning crew come through there for 2 hours, she wasn't going to bang him.
Yeah.
If she was average at best, there might have been a shot.
Could have had Mary.
So in other words, do you think that was just? It depends if she was. So let's say, what was she?
Yeah. Let me. What did she look like?
What was?
She was a 7.5.
7.5.
There's you not getting a 7.5.
So that was just an excuse.
Sure.
He had no shot before that.
Do you know that she walked three blocks back to my house and she was holding my hand the entire time?
Mm-hmm.
She was 100% she was going
to
hit skins.
What has happened to her? Where is she?
She's off into the ether.
Did she move out? In like 2018.
Did she move out of town? I mean,
yeah, like why was there no follow-up?
Why couldn't you go to her place?
There has been follow-up. I just haven't closed the deal.
Yeah. Because she's not interested.
No, it's it became
like, what is the follow-up?
Ordeal.
Hold on, what is the, because Jason, why would she keep putting herself in this position? Did you guys have one-on-one dates, Adam? Did you have one-on-one dates with her post this?
Yeah.
Did you ever bring her back to your crib?
I never brought her back to my crib again, no.
Too dirty.
Let's not act like this is some mysterious girl. It's the one girl he's ever talked about, thick Megan Fox.
Okay. Oh, he called her a 7.5?
Oh, well, I saw her. I mean,
so always, a 7.5 maybe.
That's a stretch.
Every story
is a stretch.
Is this
you saw her?
I can't remember.
No recollection.
I just know
that story happened months and months ago.
Okay, so maybe it's because you really aren't into her.
No, it's not. It's not that.
Well, what did you tell us?
I don't know what it is, except for the fact she probably wanted me to date her, and I just wanted to hit the skin.
Well, maybe you need to suck it up. Fake like you want to date him. That's what a lot of guys do.
He'd have to spend money.
Here's
on
a crazy concept. You might actually have to date her a few times to get to that next level.
Don't you think? I mean, I don't know. I haven't dated in 35 years, but don't you think guys, a lot of times when they're dating, they act like they care about the girl?
Yeah, I do that same routine.
By the way, you're looking at me like I'm an alien.
I haven't dated in forever either, but I don't think most girls are just going to bang you just because you want to bang without some dates.
You got to wine and dine them. You got to act like you care what they're saying. You got to act like you care what they're doing.
Has dating changed that much that girls are about that now? I don't think that's the case.
Don't you know how to do that?
It's easier to set up the dates.
No, he has contact with people.
It's easier to set up the dates, but I think Cakes is right that at some point you have to, you know, listen to them, take them out.
You have to develop something with them. It doesn't just go from
meeting and then banging.
There are websites all over the world where the girls just want to get laid.
I agree with that, but I don't know why he's not taking advantage of that.
I'm telling you, because he doesn't care. He didn't care about her. He wasn't excited for her.
Yeah. He's looking for the girl that's blitzkrieged at the end of the night.
I'm sure that that's part of his equation.
Trap, why are you looking at me like I'm an alien
because
when I say that?
The way you said it just sounded like a...
creepy?
Well, just like a sexist guy where you said, just fake like you like the girl for a while just so you can have sex with her.
That's like exactly what a lot of guys do.
Yeah, that's a lot of that's kind of a terrible thing.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm just being honest. Don't you think a lot of guys are like that?
A girl that he actually likes.
That's what I've been saying, but the problem is he's not interested in that.
He's interested in going to Pamplona and having Chuck Lee pour 12 shots of Jameson down his throat and getting fall down drunk.
That's more important to him at the end of the day. Yes,
no, that's what he does.
It's not more important. It's just an ends to a mean.
Oh, my God.
Never change.
Oh, you're great.
Never, ever change.
You're a talk
that's
show.
Another reason, by the way, that the 7
you must tune in tonight from 6:30 till 10. More gems like that.
Hey, dude, I learned a long time ago. To stay away from cliches.
Yeah.
Okay? So try to stay away from them. You know, a lot of times I'll start one and I'll have Cakes finish it. Because I'm not good at it either.
Oh, man, that was a
but
great
you're
one.
Worse than me. You're way worse than me.
Wow.
Do you want to try it again? Try that cliche again.
No,
Adam.
No.
Do
you know? No chance.
Adam, truly believe, well, I definitely believe that you want to outkick your coverage, all right?
Yeah.
Most guys do, but it's almost impossible. No, I'm serious.
So, like,
but I don't think that the fat Megan Fox girl, I don't think you were that into her.
Hold on. It was not fat. She was
all right,
thick.
Thick. All right, I'm sorry.
No. Like, thick with two C's. Like, the, like a... like a soccer player.
Stop
thick.
Trying too hard.
So thick
you're
thighs,
trying too hard.
Big butt.
God,
yeah.
I just don't think you were that size for her.
Why?
Because you would have followed up.
Why? I did follow up.
He said they went on multiple dates.
Okay, so what was the end result of that? Did she just stop contacting you, or was it vice versa? What happened with that girl?
I think vice versa. I mean, the last time I went over to her place and I got slow down sailored, basically.
Right, so
how?
You realized that she wasn't that interested.
How?
Yeah.
I've never heard that expression before.
She pushed his hands away.
How often do you get rejected?
Dikembe lives in his house.
Huh? What?
Often.
Often. Is that what does that feel like?
Maybe he's in the wrong market. Maybe
you know how bad it feels when you've been spending the entire night with a girl, you think you're flirting and everything's going well.
Flirting.
You go in for a kiss and they give you the cheekbone. It feels like hell.
Yeah.
And I've had that happen to me. Like 30 times.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Is he not reading signals, or is he going in at an inappropriate time? Is he just drunk?
If he were open to it, and he should be because he's desperate, maybe he needs to focus on like mid-30s, like divorced
women.
I've said that. Maybe you're just fishing in the wrong pond.
He needs to stop focusing his entire night on one person.
Right.
That's
part of outkicking your coverage.
In my opinion, he's got to get rid of the thought that he's going to meet girls in the bar scene.
Yeah.
His scene is, I have no idea who works over at Podcast Village. It's the kickball team. Now
he has
a bad reputation with the kickball team, though.
Why?
So he's got to find a new kickball team.
Yeah, he's the one that
he's tried to holler at every chick on the team.
That's like trying to touch every girl's ass.
Right. He's got to join a different league now because he ruined that.
Right.
But that's the he needs to find a girl that, as Cake said, he actually likes. And take her on a date or two, and that might lead to something. This finding a chick at night, they're going for the good-looking professional, not the A-wad.
We had a roommate that was like you, okay? And he would wait until the last one was standing. But here's the thing.
But you know what?
He didn't care what you looked like.
Right.
He would bring home zero.
His standards were
some
low.
Zeros.
Every once in a while, one would pop like a 7. but a lot of them were 1s and 2s. And you know what he would do in the morning? He would run her out the basement door to her car before we could see. But you know what we would do? We would run to the window and look. Because it was the funniest thing we ever seen.
Here's the difference, though. He was 21 years old.
Yeah.
In college.
How old is he? Is he what, 27?
He's 27.
I can't believe he's 27 already.
27. JP told me he thought he'd be settled down by 29. I bet him my 401k.
We'll move on to Kevin. My theory was that eventually when he's 29 or 30, all of these guys that he's running around with who have girlfriends, They're going to start getting married and stuff.
So he's not just going to hang out with younger losers.
They're probably all donks, too. They're probably going to be just donks like him.
No, he's always said they're always his friends are all successful.
Are you going out after your show tonight?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. What's the plan?
Yeah.
Arlington?
Good night for it. Valentine's Day when everybody's out with their significant other.
You're going to go where the caps are all going to go and bring their girls?
There's
going to
be other lonely girls out there. They're dying for
Yeah, but those are the ones you don't care about.
You need to totally change things. The definition of insanity, you know that, right? The cliche?
It's like doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Right, and getting the same results.
And the same
results. That's what you're doing. So you need to do something
different. I don't even remember. Yeah. Jason is right. My brain is mush.
Yeah.
Have we done a dating game with him on the show before?
No.
I think we need to.
Could we do one?
We're right in the middle of bit season, too.
I mean, it's bit season. It's, you know, pitchers and catchers are starting to report.
I mean, summertime is bit season.
That's full bit season, but right now,
can we maybe put this on the books for
ancillary
summer?
Ancillary bit season.
Let's, a dating game, like a legit, like we have to get, for lack of
it might take 6 months to get girls to
do it. We have to
get
some tramps.
Hey, here's
you know what
my
I mean?
Line.
Like some,
think about it. Kevin McCarthy, our next guest, just talking movies. Beautiful wife.
Yeah.
He had all kinds of issues.
Oh, but he had so much more game than him, and that's unbelievable to say.
I know.
Kevin has stories that'll make you blush.
Yep. All right, we'll talk to Kevin next about the movies. Keep it here. We're the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.